Revolutionary Gospel News. Blog
Talk Radio.
All right, how are you guys doing today? This is Arthur Joseph Smith coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. Once again, it's another time for another great week of my shows and trying to get that information out there that is helpful to the people. Today, my show is going to be dealing with Jacob's trouble and the people that are Jacob's people. And I know a lot of times people, when you get onto certain issues, people begin to say or try to claim it's racism. But if it's truth, how is it racism? If you've been living in deception all this time, how is it racism when the truth is beginning to shine? When we're at that day and age where every secret is being revealed, there's nothing that's really being hidden in our time. Okay, and for those people out there who in that state of mind, to me, it's just denying the truth. You know, so when I'm talking about Jacob's trouble, and I'm going to get into why I'm saying this, but let's understand something first, people. The Bible teaches us that except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, okay? In other words, he will be shy of understanding what is really going on in this world and how the kingdom of God is coming about. And then it goes on again and says, except a man be born again. This is John. That was John 3 and 3, and this is John 3 and 5. And it said, John 3 and 5 said, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He needed water and spirit, that true born-again experience, not a religious experience. And so many people have gotten confused with the religious experience, not understanding that these things that I'm talking about and that I'm trying to bring to the light and trying to help people understand has to do with truth. This has nothing to do with a private interpretation, because the Bible talks about everything is given through the Spirit, you know, and that's, I'm not quoting it right, but 2 Corinthians chapter 2, it lets you know that everything is spiritually discerned. So the things that we know of God and of his kingdom has to be given through the Spirit of God. Now, this is, because I was butchering it up, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. He says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, searches all things, yea, the deep things of God, okay? For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him. See, a man cannot stretch out and touch the things of God and go into that position to know what God is really saying in his Bible, although people say, well, you study. I know there's certain principles talking about study, but God, and I'm not being clear, the study, you know, you can study your Bible, but without the Spirit of God, you really are still left in the dark, okay? So what things know the man but the Spirit of man? In other words, he's going on to know those natural things. It takes God's Spirit. And this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, when a man, it says, what knoweth a man, the things of a man, said the Spirit which is in him. Which is in him, okay? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God, okay? He said, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. That which things also we speak not in the words which man wisdom teaches. See, there is a wisdom of man, and we're seeing that in effect today. We're seeing the thinking of man today. We see that in the verdict just passed recently. That's man thinking, this same-sex marriage, the homosexuals being able to marry the same sex and then want to adopt some kid to twist his mind, too, into that thinking. When marriage has been made for a man and a woman. See, what man was the teacher, this humanistic reasoning, okay? So it goes on and says, okay, which things we speak it. It says, not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Okay? In other words, looking at scripture with scripture to get a true meaning. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. That's why homosexual marriage, they call it equal rights, but they don't understand, and they try to bring it in as under the democratic process. Because everybody has to be equal, but they don't understand there is a God. your foolishness unto him. It doesn't realize that we're not talking about a civil rights issue. We're talking about a God issue. This is something that God ordained. God ordained a man and a woman to be married, not a man and a man, and not a man, a woman and a woman. Marriage is sacred to God. They don't understand that. It's foolishness unto them. They feel, why can't I do it? Why can't I transgress God's law and still be blessed and live my life, go to a church, and for what? Have a good time. You're going to the lake of fire if you live in that lifestyle. So, once again, I'm still on Jacob's trouble, but I'm letting you see something. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because of what? Because they are spiritually discerned. That's why we have so much confusion in the religious world today. Because nobody has the Spirit. They're out there teaching, and they never have actually been born again. They have never been born of water and Spirit. But yet, they're out there teaching. See, they have never been baptized according to Acts 2:38, and it's that was the Jews that day. Acts 10 and 11 were the Gentiles, but the same formula, same way of baptism, one baptism, period. And how was that water and Spirit applied to them? They were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins in the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Because first Acts 2:38 tell you to repent and be baptized. Every one of you, there's water in the name of Jesus Christ for what? The remission of your sins and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Okay, so here it is. It says, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost, but I'm saying that's what it's for. So most believers move around the world, or they say they're believers, but they're not actually believers. You have some people out there talking about baptism does not save us. That's not but that is found in the Scripture that way. They say that, but there is no Scripture for what they're trying to substantiate or to make true. And this is 1 Peter 3 and 20. He says, verse 19, chapter 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 19, but which was sometime, okay, let's go to 18. So Christ also have once suffered for sin, for our lawlessness, the just for the unjust, okay, that he might bring us to God, and being put to death in the flesh, but quickened, given life by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, in hell, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, which the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Verse 21 said, the like figure whereunto even baptism down do it also now save us. And I'm going to skip the insert. It says, by the resurrection of Christ. In other words, he was approved. It shows God's power. He was given life by the power and authority of God. Okay. And it says, the like figure whereunto even baptism do also now save us. So that's a lie when people say baptism does not save you. That's not true. But we find the baptism in Acts 2:38. That's how he's supposed to be baptized, in his name, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. That's water and Spirit. It's not a religious experience, people. Okay, and what I'm getting at here, verse John 16 and 3, say, here be it, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come, that which is written in the Bible. He's talking about Jesus, because you go to Acts 2, I believe it's in 32, you see that God gave him that power and authority to recreate us, okay, to come up in our minds and make us understand what's true. So me dealing with Jacob's trouble is simply being guided into all truth. This is the stuff that's happening now. These are the things that are going on in our country, and I'm going to get to that. Acts is going to be Acts 19, and I'm going to move forward into Jacob's trouble. Acts 19. See, so when you think you're understanding something and you have never been born again, if you have never been baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins and the infilling of the Holy Ghost, then you really have no part. Believers had a sign that they were true believers back in the day. Acts 19 says, and it said, it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Notice that what he asked them, have you? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. The preacher didn't tell them it was necessary to be born again. It was not, they didn't tell them that Acts 2:38, when it said to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, they could not rightfully divide those scriptures and understand that goes along with Revelations 1 and 5, where it says he washed us in his own blood, washed our sins in his own blood, washed our sins away. Revelations 1 and 5. So let me get that scripture correctly so we won't have no excuses here on the day of judgment. Okay, and it says 1 and 5, and I'm going down to the bottom where it says, okay, I'm going to read the whole 5. And for Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, trustworthy witness, and the first begotten of the dead, so we know this is not God, God ain't coming back from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. So if you're going to apply the blood of Jesus to your life, you have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, because there's no other mentioned scripture that where you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, it's for the remission of sin. There's no other scripture you can find to have anything to say about remission of sins, and that is only one baptism. Matthew 28:19 is this, they misunderstand that scripture. It says, in the name, they did not get. It was a specific, it was a name. I'm a father, brother, and son, but that's not my name. Okay? So they didn't even know that it was necessary. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Peter, Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, as in Acts 2:38. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and other languages and prophesied. Okay, Pete. And it tells you, when the Spirit of truth come upon you, it should guide you in all truth. So we're living in an age now. Now we know that is how you enter into a covenant relationship with God. This is what's happening in our nation, because every time I look at a video, every time I turn on the TV, pretty much, there's always killing of black people. They're always being murdered, okay? And it's becoming a commonplace. You know, if you run from them, you run from the police, if you're black, you're 9 out of 10, they're going to gun you down, okay? But the Bible tells us something about this that we're seeing. Because when you understand who the black man is now, people go, oh, this racist. I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about truth. I'm not talking about the lies that we have been fed for so many years and we believe. You know, when you start talking about the true Israelites, then all of a sudden when you really say who they are, then all of a sudden it becomes a racial issue. But there is a lot of problems with the people who say it. The ones that they said it Jewish-ish, meaning a person who practiced a culture that pertains to another. They're right on that. And the Bible warns us, and so a lot of people don't know what they're seeing. They don't realize we're at the close of time. Okay, and I'm talking about truth. I'm not talking about racism, because only person who's really being offended when the truth is coming out is a racist or somebody who's rejecting the truth. They don't want to hear that. This can't be. You know, we've been shown so many pictures, so many lies, that we can't tell who Jacob's children really is. You look at the movie Moses, and you see Charlton Heston and him going down to the well where he meets the poor and the seven sisters, all these white women. Okay. And once again, this is not about race. This is about truth. And I'm not getting into the genealogy of things either. But what is really happening? What does Jacob trouble mean? And let's look at this scripture in Revelations 2, because the best teacher is scripture. There ain't no need of me trying to give you what I think. I'm showing you revelation, scriptural revelation. In other words, a clear understanding of the word of God. Revelations 2 and 9. Okay? Revelations 2 and 9 tells you, Revelations 2 and 9 tells you clearly, it says, I know thy works in tribulation, in poverty. Skip an insert. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And then you got 3 and 9 says the same thing. They're not. He said, he told you, they're synagogue of Satan, all these supposed pretenders. Okay? He said, behold, I make them of the synagogue of Satan, this is 3 and 9, Revelation, say, would say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. You cannot steal the true Israelite birthright. Whether a person like what they see or not, if they agree or they don't agree, you still cannot take away who the real Israelite is. Okay, so we see in today, and we know we're at a time, it's really like at the end of time, because we have entered into what is called Jacob's trouble. It's a time where God foretold, and he said it was going to be at the end. And I'll show you what I mean by when it's the time of Jacob's trouble, because that's where you're living at right now. He said, for alas, and this is Jeremiah 30, and I'm going to be dealing with Jeremiah 30 and 31 too, going through this. He says, alas, for the day is great, so there is none like it. Even the time of Jacob's trouble, he shall be saved out of it. Even the time, they say, the day that is none like it. Okay? Even the time of Jacob's trouble. We're talking about what Daniel was talking about. Think about what it's saying. It says, a day like none, no other. Let's look at Daniel chapter 12. So we're talking about something that was going to go down, happen to the children of Israel in the end of time. Okay? And he tells you when. He said there's a day like no other. If chapter 12 of Daniel, it says, and at the time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, notice, like none like it, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that be found written in the book. Now notice what he said here. Now that's Daniel chapter 12. He told you it's going to be time, never going to be a time of trouble. There's none like any we've ever seen ever since there's been a nation. And he talked about his people being delivered. Okay, but he said you shall be saved out of it. So what is happening? This is the time of the end, people. You see Jacob's people being killed all the time. They don't understand, because a lot of people don't recognize who they really are. They don't understand who these people are killing. Okay? And it goes on and says, and I'm in Isaiah 10, and you, every time you look up, you see a police shoot one of us down. But there's a reason for this. This is Isaiah 10. It says, this is chapter Isaiah 10 and 16. It says, therefore shall the Lord of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness. Under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire. Okay? The knowledge, the light of Israel shall be for a fire, or something that's going to inflame the people. And his Holy One for a flame. See how they reject Jesus. And it shall burn and devour the thorns. The thorns. What are thorns? Thorns and berry in one day. Okay, so you're looking at thorns and berries. You say you're going to burn the thorns and berry in one day. Okay, that's going to be in what is Hebrews 6. And it really shows you, I'm looking at God, bless my mind, it shows you where we're at. We're amongst the rejected people. A lot of us, I can't count myself, but a lot of Israelites are living without a covenant relationship with God. They've rejected the name. They come, some of our brothers coming into the knowledge and feeling that God is so small, like this G-O-O-C group, that we have to say the name in Hebrew for God to understand it, and God has made all languages. See, the devil is a trick. He'll let you find out truth, but with that truth, he still ain't. He's got you confused and making you think you got to be able to speak Hebrew to really be a part. Look, let's find out berries, what bears and thorns are, okay? Okay. Look what it says. It says, for the earth, and this is verse 7. I'm skipping all this stuff. So it says, talks about those who've fallen away. In the early parts, it's talking about the doctrine of Christ. But it says, for the earth were drinking in the rain, in this verse 7 of Hebrews, the rain that cometh often up on it, and bringeth forth herb meat for them by whom it is dressed, to receive blessing from God. He says, but that which beareth thorns and berry is rejected. So when we look at this, it should burn the berry, the thorns and briars. I'm sorry, thorns and briars. This is talking about a rejected people. See, but that which beareth thorns and briar is rejected. It is nigh unto cursing, who in is to be burnt. So we go back to how the scriptures beautifully match up. It said, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Rightfully. So you see, the light of Israel shall be for a fire. It's going to be a commotion. And his holy one for a flame. Because they're going to reject the consumption. Okay, but it's it shall burn and devour the thorns and his briars in one day. In one day. Those that are rejected. Look at what it says. Revelations 18. Okay. In verse 2. It said, and he cried, start talking about angel who lighted the earth. He said, and he cried, verse 1 is, it said, he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. And it's fallen, it's become the habitations of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and cage, and every unclean and hateful bird. Okay. Babylon the Great. You read in chapter 17, you find out this is talking about America. Verse 18 and verse 17 tells you, and the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. And we all know what nation have everybody come here. It's nowhere else in the world, started from the League of Nations, but everybody comes here, rings over the kings of the earth. And it talks about in 4 and 5, it lets you know, Mystery Babylon the Great, mother of harlots, abominations of the earth. Do you know, people talk about degrees of sin, and homosexuality is the only sin God calls vile affection and abomination, and we legalized that the other day. But it lets you know what has happened to this nation. For all nations have been drunk. That's verse 3 of 18. And of the wrath and fornication of the kings of the earth, having committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Believers too, not just Israelites. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues, God's divine judgment. He said, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquity, her lawlessness. The angels are talking about this in heaven, what we're doing down here. Reward her even as she has rewarded you, double unto her according to her works, and in the cup which she has filled to her double. How much she has glorified herself, and live deliciously. So much torment, sorrow, give her, and she shall. And she says in her heart, in her mind, I said a queen, and even no widow shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in what? One day, berries and thorns. In one day, and she shall be utterly burnt with fire, for strong is the Lord who judges her. So the time of Jacob's trouble. And he lets you know, the Holy One of Israel, when Christ is on the scene, and this all this was really going to, what's happening to us, it shall burn and devour the thorns and briars in one day. America is going to be destroyed. It shall consume the glory of her forest in her fruitful field, both soul and body. And they shall be as when a standard bearer fainted. So you see, we're living in a nation, and I'm getting at Jacob's trouble. The Bible is letting us know, and it says rightfully dividing the word of truth, but you can't rightfully divide the word of truth if you don't have the Holy Ghost. If you've never been born again, if you never went down in Jesus' name, you can't rightfully divide what is going on. The people are looking at something before their eyes, and he tells you Jacob's trouble is going to be a time of trouble. It is never since there's been a nation. So we know at this time he talks about delivering the true Israelites, because the people in Israel right now can't beat him, because it says Christ was going to restore them to that place during the last trumpet. So we know the people who say they're Jewish over there now is not the real people. The real people are here in America. Okay? And it's something that said, he said he should consume his forest and his fruitful fields, both soul and body. And they shall be when a standard bearer fainted, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. And it shall come to pass, now this is what he says, in that day, the remnant of Israel, such as are escaped of the house of Jacob, shall no more stay upon him. In other words, trust upon him that smote him, his slave master, but shall stay upon him, trust upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth, and having a clear understanding of reality, what God is saying, who you are. It's not a racial issue. Only ones calling it a racial issue is those that are racist, who don't want the truth to be known, don't want you to know you're God's people. That is why they're killing you. And he says it's a remnant because of a lot of us who's living in iniquity and lawlessness and sin, and so therefore we are being wiped out. We don't have a covenant. There's many running around here without a covenant relationship with God. So therefore, they're being destroyed. Okay? He said the remnant shall return, the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. See, there's going to be a remnant, means a very few of us are going to turn back to God. There's another place in Matthew where the scripture says the people should come from the east and the west and sit down in the kingdom. But those of the kingdom, those who the kingdom actually rightfully belong to, are going to be cast out. And they're going to be cast out into outer darkness. And there shall be a weeping and a gnashing of teeth, people. See? And so we're looking at this. We're looking at it happen. We're looking at the time of Jacob's trouble. Don't even understand why we're under this sword, you know. And I have to get ready to close out here because they're counting me down. And so I will continue tomorrow, people. And I'll continue to explain what's going on with Jacob's troubles and how you know who you are, not a lie or racism, but who you are as a people. What's happening? Why are we being killed? Why is God allowing this? And I just told you, really, your iniquity, the lawlessness in our culture that we've embraced. But people, again, this is Arthur Joseph Smith, and this is Revolutionary Gospel News. Go out and get my books, The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Devil Workshop, The Caliphate, The Rise of the Islamic Nation, and The Temple Mount at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Once again, everybody, this is Revolutionary Gospel News. You guys have a great evening, and I'll see you guys back tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Central Time.